Matthew chapter 21 verses 1 to 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came into Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They bought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that had went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
We live in a time when leaders are scrabbling for control, or at least to appear that they're in control. And we sympathise with them, don't we? I mean, we quite like them to be in charge. There's something reassuring about turning on the news each night and seeing our leading politicians flanked by scientific experts saying, "This is what's going on, this is how we're going to handle it." And we want them to be that strong. And yet, one of the things that we've learnt through COVID-19 is that human beings really are a lot smaller, perhaps, than we thought. That we're not as in control as we might like. That political leaders, even the wisest and best, are not always dependable. In fact, we've seen COVID-19 strike in the royal family in the heart of number 10. It puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Well, and as we come today to Palm Sunday, we come and we see Jesus. We see Jesus, and he comes as the ruler that we all want. We have a king. That's the good news. That's why it's a celebration. That's why today we would be with the other churches celebrating together. We have one king, and his name is Jesus. And we celebrate today that there is a king, and he is completely in charge. This is Jesus who doesn't get distracted. It doesn't, well, a lot of the time he's reacting to things, but here he's in charge. And not only is he in charge, but he's gentle. He's a different sort of ruler, not one that wants to lord it over others, but one who comes to serve. In fact, he comes to save. And we're going to make five observations as we look through Matthew chapter 21. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. By your Spirit, teach us that we might know your truth. Amen. The first is this, that Jesus decides what's going to happen. Did you see that? Jesus is so assured. Again, a lot of the time he's reacting. Somebody comes to him unwell or brings somebody or even breaks open a ceiling and Jesus responds. Well, here, Jesus sets it up. He's assured. As they approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt beside her. Untie them, bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." See, this is Jesus, who's so poor, he doesn't have anywhere to live. He just lives on sort of borrowed space. Oh, he's so poor, he doesn't even have his own donkey. When he does get the donkey, he doesn't even have his own saddle, just sort of bundle of coats made into a makeshift cushion. And we don't know when he planned this, but he knows what's going to happen. We don't know quite whether this is something supernatural or whether this is Jesus working ahead and saying, "This is what's going to happen because this is so important." But more than that, did you see the second observation I want to make is this, that Jesus, by getting this donkey, is making a deliberate claim to be the king. I think about it, why ride at all? He's walked the rest of the time. Everybody else is on foot. Why does he need a donkey? And it's because a donkey is a royal mode of transport. Might seem odd to us. But see, from that little quote that we get there from Zechariah chapter 9. All this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, that's the people who lived on the Mount Zion and around there, the people of Israel. See, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He knows here that he's deliberately stepping into promises, into predictions. There's not a blank canvas. No, Jesus comes and he picks up one of the many images that Zechariah gives us of the promised king. As he comes, he knows who he is. I'm reminded of this, the Lord of the Rings. It's a wonderful moment where whenever they go to Gondor, the main throne is empty. And the person who's actually a very great ruler, but the person in charge of Gondor, this great nation, is only sitting on a stool by the bottom of the steps to the real throne. And there are all these predictions, and the people of Gondor are looking out. They're looking for the king. He's going to have hands of healing. He's going to be called. He's going to be known by something by the elves, and he's going to have this stone. And there's all these kind of predictions, and they're looking around, saying, "Who is it?" And that's what it would have been like here. The people have all gathered for the festival of Palm Sunday, the Passover. And as they've all come together for the Passover, they've been singing psalms, and many of which speak of the coming of the Messiah, of God's salvation. And Jesus now steps into that, and by riding a donkey, he is making a deliberate and explicit claim that he is the king. But it's also, do you notice, it's a choice. It's not a war horse, not a charger to ride fiercely against his enemies. No, what he does here is he claims to be the gentle king. He's accessible. It's a slightly odd image of somebody coming along on a donkey, isn't it? I mean, it's slightly ungainly. You're really down low at everybody else's level. You sit on a donkey, you're not really much higher than anybody else. And you don't go very fast. People can easily keep pace with you. Well, this all took place to fulfil what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. You see, here we see Jesus coming, saying, I'm the gentle king. I'm that gentle king that was mentioned in Zechariah 9. The one who was predicted. I'm going to be that sort of king. It reminds me, actually, of what Jesus says just a few chapters earlier in Matthew chapter 11. He says many powerful things. But as he's speaking to people, and especially as he's praying to God, and he kind of invites them in, and he turns and he says this, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. That's the sort of king Jesus come to be, a king who comes in gentleness, and not mere humility, although that's definitely part of it, but there's a gentleness to the way that he exercises his power. And what about this? The people are coming, they've been singing their psalms, and those who are already gathered at the festival, well, they see Jesus coming, and as he comes, they recognize him. You see, they'll have been singing those words, they'll have known Zechariah, they'll have known their Old Testament, and they see him coming. And they recognize him. Do you see that? A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. They quote the Bible in praise of Jesus. They recognize him as the king who was promised. And this might be a question that we need to ask. particularly those of us who feel that we need that invitation to come, weary as we might be. Do we recognise Jesus? Do we, when we look at him, see who he is? Do we understand? There's no more important question in life. Because Jesus, having done the things that he did and said the things he said, well, he's either a liar, he's a lunatic, or he's the Lord. And perhaps today, and perhaps this week, it's a time that where you need to make a decision. You need to do your research. Perhaps being stuck at home is a good opportunity to spend some time in books or on the internet, learning more about Jesus. Get in touch and I'll happily tell you more. Do you recognise Jesus? And therefore, when he invites you to come and rest, do you accept? And the final observation, this. What Jesus does here is he starts the events. He kicks off what we call Holy Week, the events that will lead to his death and later resurrection. Earlier in the Gospels, we found Jesus sometimes even avoiding crowds and telling people he's healed not to mention it to people. But now this is a bold move. He deliberately fulfills Zechariah 9 on a donkey going into Jerusalem and is recognized as king. Jesus come for a purpose. He's come to save. That's how come the ruler of the universe can come in gentleness, because he comes to bring forgiveness. You see, Jesus is the ruler that we all want. In a world of fear and uncertainty, they all look and they say, this is Jesus. Jesus enters Jerusalem. They say, who is this? And they stirred up. They're ready. And they say, this is Jesus of Nazareth. You see, Jesus is the ruler that we all want. In a world of fear and uncertainty, when we're not quite sure what's going on, what do we need? Well, we need security, don't we? We need security and the reassurance that that brings. And we need leadership. There are things we need to do. There are places we need to go. Actions need to be taken, and we need somebody to lead us. And where do we look? Well, Palm Sunday says, look to the donkey. For that man there on the donkey, he was in charge and he is gentle. The person on that donkey rules the world. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that Jesus is the good King, the one who is absolutely in charge, and the one who comes with gentleness to save. And so we pray that we would submit to him, that we would recognize him and honor him as our King. Amen.